for us to ponder as we think about that talk. Pete's going to lead us in a time of intercession, but before he does that, Eleanor, would you mind just putting up a picture for me? Those of us, many of us won't know who Sylvia Cann was. She passed away very recently, and her funeral was on Friday. But for all of us who are over 50, I would say in this community, the Canns have had a tremendous influence in the early years of our life in Antioch, all the way through the late 70s and the early, and all the way through the 80s as well. Bob and Sylvia were significant in the leadership of what was then called the West London community. And if you've not had a chance to read the newsletter yet, I'd encourage you to do that, because Mike Thompson has written a lovely story about what the Canns did for us in Acton in particular, and for specific families in Acton while they were in our community. So Sylvia's passed away. I just wanted to just pray for Bob and the extended family, all of whom were members of Antioch at one point as well. So for Bob, Sylvia's husband, for Paul and Peter, Kathy, Mark and John, and all their families. Lord, we just pray for that you'd be with Bob at this time, be with their children and grandchildren, Lord, as they mourn the loss of Sylvia. Lord, we give you thanks for her life. We give you thanks for the example that she was of godliness and holiness and generosity. And we pray that you be with Bob. Pray you be with the family at this time. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Pete.
So, I'll be leading us through this time of intercession, and I'll begin by leading out a prayer intention. And if someone either here in this room or on Zoom can lead out a short prayer for that area after I've mentioned the area, that would be great. So let's begin our time of intercession by praying for an end to the pandemic, that the Lord would be restoring us physically as well as restoring our hope.
O Lord, we pray that you favor us with your hope. Restore the heavenly vision in our hearts and minds. Remind us that we are, we just have a short time here, and you want to do great things in us and for us. Restore us, O Lord. Restore the hope in us.
Let's pray for the era of evangelism. Let's pray that our own lives would be evangelistic, and as well as for our outreaches, that we may preach, live, and bring the gospel to those who are eager to hear it.
Lord Jesus, we pray that every day as we leave our homes, Lord, we pray that you would create situations for us when we can talk to others about you. We pray, Lord, that we would remember to pray for these situations, that you would open the door, that you would create situations, that you would open conversations naturally when we can talk to others about you, Lord, because we want to spread love and we want to spread the gospel. Amen.
Let's pray for all those we know who are sick or unwell. Pray especially for John Everington. Pray for Dan Jackson recovering from long COVID. And let's also pray in thanksgiving for the good news about Vincent Mascarenhas.
We do pray for all among us who are sick. We do indeed thank you for that lovely news about Vincent, and we just pray for his ongoing well-being and good health. Lord, we pray for dear John Everington. We just pray, Lord, for grace, that you would sustain him through this time and you would bring him to full healing, Lord. And we pray for Dan, that you would restore him and restore his health. We also pray for Gregory and Stephen and others who might be recovering from COVID or from injections. We just pray for health and healing for all of them. And we just pray, Lord, that you be with us and that we know, continue to know you as a God who heals. Amen.
Amen.
Let's pray for all our sister communities throughout the Sword of the Spirit across the world, that the Lord's blessing and protection would be upon them. We pray especially at this time for our brothers and sisters in Lebanon during these difficult economic and social times. Lord, we lift before you those who are loving you and serving you in the context of Sword of the Spirit community across the world. Pray that you would be giving them the grace to live that out in their lives day after day, that your blessing and your hope would be upon them. Pray especially for our brothers and sisters in Lebanon, that you'd be giving them peace during this difficult time, that you'd be giving them courage to stand against difficulty, and that you'd be giving them hope for the future, that you'd really be helping them see a way out of these difficult times. And finally, let's pray for the Khan family as they mourn the death of Sylvia. Let's pray for all those who are close to her, that the Lord's solace and peace would be a comfort to them at this time.
Lord, we do pray for the Khans at this time. We pray especially for Bob, as the husband. Pray your grace for him, for each of the children, for John, Paul, for Peter, for Kathy, and for Mark, and their spouses and grandchildren. Lord, bless them. Bless them at this time of grieving, and allow the faith, the profound faith that Sylvia had, be a great example and inspiration as they ponder her life. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Great, thanks. Thanks, Pete. Just one announcement from me, and then we'll do a final song, and then Mike and Eleanor are going to press their magic button. Mike and Eleanor have got like loads of magic buttons. It's like being on the Starship Enterprise or something like that. Yes, one announcement. Where was I? 2 weeks from now is the 11th of July, and 2 weeks from now we will be meeting not here, but in Acton Baptist Church. So if you turn up here and wonder where everybody is, it's because we're in Acton Baptist Church. And those of you who are able to be there in person, it is a farewell for Don Schwager, so we'll be honouring him at the meeting. He's been here for a long time, and it's a real opportunity to give thanks for the blessing of having had Don as part of our community. So yeah, 2 weeks time, don't come here, go somewhere else. Okay, Anthony and Julie.
Soul finds rest in God alone. My salvation comes from Him. He alone is my rock. He alone is my salvation. My soul finds rest in God alone. My hope I place in Him. He alone is my fortress. He's my deliverer. I'll not be shaken. moved, I find shelter in His wings. He alone is my strength and shield. How my heart leaps for joy, I will never give thanks unto Him. For You have been my refuge, Lord, a strong tower against the foe, my help in times of distress, my joy in times of affliction. For You have heard my cry, O God, listen to my supplication. From the ends of the earth I cry, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. God alone is my rock, and I'll not be moved. I find shelter in His wings. He alone is my strength and shield. How my heart leaps for joy.